Welcome to the Solarpreneur Podcast, where we teach you to take your solar business to the next level. My name is Taylor Armstrong. I went from $50 in my bank account and struggling for groceries to closing 150 deals in a year and cracking the code on why sales reps fail. I teach you how to avoid the mistakes I made and bring in the top solar dogs of the industry to let you in on the secrets of generating more leads, following up like a pro, and closing more deals. What is a solarpreneur, you might ask? A solarpreneur is a new breed of solar pro that is willing to do whatever it takes to achieve mastery, and you are about to become one. Should you do solar year-round, or should you do blitzes? We're going to be talking about that topic today and a whole lot more. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Solarpreneur Podcast. We have been going at this for a while, so thanks for tuning in. We are at, let's check here, episode 273. That's a lot of episodes. So let me know if you've listened to every one of them. I should probably do a 200 club or something if you've tuned into every single episode, because that's a lot of episodes, a whole lot of content there. So appreciate everyone that has joined us on the Solarpreneur ride, that has joined us on the solar coaster, and we are here to make that solar coaster a whole lot less rocky. Should have worded that better. Less rocky than it should be. You know what I'm trying to say. So we're going to be talking about the Blitz model a little bit. And this comes from actually a little preview for our next podcast guest. His name is Nick Finger. He runs Voltaic out here in California. And I had a conversation with him. We did a podcast. It's been a few months at least now. We're launching it a little bit later. But he is all about this blitzing model. And he is one of the most successful companies I've seen running a blitz model. So if you're new to solar or have no idea what I'm talking about, just to fill you in, a blitz is where you take a team out, you go to a different area. Usually it's driving at least a few hours from your regular turf that you knock or you work in. And you go just blitz it. So you get a hotel, you get an Airbnb, you have your whole team just work like dogs for a week or 2 weeks or however long. And then you go back and you take a little break. And a lot of guys are doing this pretty successfully now, just working super hard and then going back. And you're going to hear all about how Nick does this successfully on the next podcast. So make sure you tune into that. But I think it's interesting now, because what I'm seeing is it's teaching guys how to really shock their system, see what's possible if they go all out and really push their limits. So I think that's kind of the goal of today's podcast, is just to get you to consider a blitz model. And maybe you're not going out and traditionally driving to a different state or driving hours away, but consider the benefits of doing a little blitz. Even if you are in your own market, I'm in San Diego, maybe you're in Phoenix, Arizona, wherever you're at, maybe you're working a local market, but even in that market, have you really pushed yourself to the limits? Have you given it everything you have, worked as hard as you can? And especially guys that have only done solar, I see so many lazy solar reps, and a lot of guests that have been on the podcast here, they've come from alarms, they've come from pest control. And I think what's really cool about that is in pest control, they had us working 10 hours a day, sometimes more. And solar, you never really hear that. And when I say working, I mean knocking doors. In solar, it's pretty rare to hear that, oh, I went out and knocked 10 hours today. Like, people, guys just don't knock that much in solar. Hey, maybe some do, but if you're working that hard, you are one of the hardest workers in solar. Hey, and it's because solar, we can get in appointments, we can get away with not knocking as much. We can set up our day, have some success, but it's really cool to see what guys can push themselves to achieve if you really go all out. And I am currently in this Knockstar competition. I think I mentioned it, but I'm in the Knockstar United program, where some of the best guys go head to head. I'm in the competition in the second round right now. So that's really what I'm trying to do this week, is just push myself to different limits. Even though I'm not going out and blitzing, I'm trying to go all out, trying to see what I can accomplish, see how far it takes me. And there are guys, like, I know I'm not the hardest working guy in solar. Okay. I'll be the first to say that. There are guys that are working a lot more than I am. But if you haven't challenged yourself to produce for a while, if you haven't competed, maybe your company doesn't do competitions, I want to challenge you to take on a blitz mindset. Okay. Just go for a week, challenge yourself, give yourself an incentive, see what you can actually produce if you go all out for a week. And then the other key with this is just do hard things in general. Okay, our mind is so trained to just do the easiest thing possible. We got social media these days. We got video games. We got addictions. We got drugs. A whole lot of stuff going on. And what happens every time we indulge in Instagram, every time we indulge in smoking that joint or whatever you're doing, it's sending dopamine to the brain. And what does our brain want? It just wants more of that dopamine. And so as human beings, we just learn to crave this dopamine rush. And guess what? Sometimes getting out and knocking doors, sometimes getting out and working, sometimes making that next call to follow up with somebody that you said you're going to follow up with, sometimes that's not the greatest dopamine rush. Sometimes it's more tempting to just go scroll on Instagram, get on social media, or play your Clash of Clans, whatever game you got going. Those games get me sometimes. So I want to challenge you to be wary of that. Be just conscious of how much time you're spending on those things and how much dopamine is getting sent to your brain as you go through those activities. And then take on a blitz mindset. See how far you can take yourself if you go super hard, push super hard. Okay, so next podcast, you're going to be hearing Nick talk a lot more about this, but just really wanted to preview it, really wanted to challenge you. If you have not pushed hard, just try it for a week and then go do something hard. If you're watching the video of this, you see I got my little jiu-jitsu medal hanging, and that's something hard that I challenged myself to do. I'm doing a half marathon here in a month or two, training for that right now. That's something I never thought I would do, something hard. So if you feel yourself getting soft, if you feel yourself gaining a lot of weight, feel yourself just not to a level where you want yourself to be, go challenge yourself with something. Maybe get in, do 75 hard. I've talked about that, the benefits of doing a program like 75 hard, because really none of these things are really physical. They're more mental than they're physical. If you can push yourself to the limits, if you can challenge yourself with something new, if you can push yourself to do something, even though it's not giving you dopamine to your brain and not getting you as excited as maybe hopping on Instagram, what that's going to do, it's going to reprogram your brain and it's going to teach it that you're the one in control. No matter what your brain doesn't want to do, it doesn't want to go out and hit that next door. It doesn't want to go do that follow-up call. It doesn't want to work 12 hours today. See what the limits are, push yourselves and go as hard as you can. Okay, but that's the benefit of thinking more like a blitz model. But next episode, we're going to talk blitz versus year-round. What's the differences? What's the benefits? So make sure you tune into that. Do something hard today that you haven't done in a while. Start doing those cold showers. Start pushing yourselves, get in a competition, join a program, or even just use, I mentioned it before, there's this Stick app, STIKK, I think. Yeah, that should be right. But that was one of the first apps I used to start challenging myself and put my money where my mouth was. And if you don't know, I've mentioned it on the podcast a few times, but that's where you can go and sign up. You can put a money bet down. You can have it go to another person, or you can donate it to an anti-charity, which means a charity you don't support. The money is going to get sent to, and it's going to push you to do what you say. So think about doing something like that. Next episode, Nick Finger, don't miss out. He's going to drop some bombs on why you should consider doing a blitz model and help you set it up if you want to go back to your company and help set it up, or if you're a business owner, think about doing it. So we'll see you on the next one. Go crush it this week. And with that, I'm out. What's up, solopreneurs? Hope you enjoyed the episode. Before you run out and start selling more solar yourself, wanted to let you know about an exciting new cheat sheet we created specifically for you in mind. One of the top questions I get asked on Instagram, on Facebook, by our listeners is, Taylor, where should I start? What episodes should I listen to in the podcast? You got too many podcasts, man, because now we have over 200 episodes. So what we've done, we created the top 10 most downloaded, most listened to, and I would say widely accepted, most useful podcasts that we've done here on Solopreneur. We put them together all in one sheet, so you can go, you can hit the ground running, especially if you're new, you do not want to not have this sheet. So go download it right now. It's going to be at top10.solopreneurs.com. Again, that's top 10, the number 10, .solopreneurs.com. Don't forget the S on solopreneurs. We will have that in the show notes. Go download it right now. And especially if you have not listened to them, go listen to them and you can re-listen to them. That's going to show you how. So go download it and we'll see you on the other side.